Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Another sunny day across Johannesburg and Pretoria tomorrow. The city of gold will peak at 26 degrees. Pretoria 28, Mbombela-Tzaneen 24.
Highways busy, couple of accidents causing serious trouble. One on the R21 southbound through the roadworks at Pomona, which are already causing trouble this afternoon. Very, very slow. And then just after the Brakfontein interchange heading towards Midrand, is queuing from Jean Avenue and from Buerta on the N1.
In your sport headlines, Captain Siya Kolisi says the Freedom Cup makes the Freedom Cup opportunity makes tomorrow's game a big one, and Ben Duckett leads the charge for England at 139-1 against Sri Lanka.
Justice Minister Thembi Simelane has denied any improper relationship with the contractor involved in the VBS scandal during her tenure as mayor of Polokwane. She appeared before Parliament's Justice Portfolio Committee to address claims that she received a 575,000 rand loan from a VBS-linked fixer to pay for a Santon coffee shop. Simelane maintains that she did not unduly benefit from the looting at VBS Bank.
They are not your contractor. They were appointed to provide services through a requirement process done through committees of council. I did not receive any improper benefits from the contractor. Coffee shop seemed a feasible option so that I could create employment opportunities for myself and my next of kin.
In other news, 11 traffic officials have been arrested in Polokwane today for allegedly accepting bribes from motorists, bus operators and taxi drivers on the N1 highway. The officers were part of an ongoing undercover investigation targeting corruption. Your spokesperson for the Transport and Community Safety Department, Puti Lekhanye.
It's alleged that the officers have been extorting bribes from motorists traveling between Polokwane and Musina, and instead of issuing them traffic fines for offences, they have been taking bribes. Investigation has been going on for about 3 years and culminated in the arrest of the 11 today. More arrests are expected to take place.
The South African Municipal Workers Union has signed a 6% salary hike agreement with the South African Local Governments Association. This comes after marathon wage negotiations at the South African Local Bargaining Council. Here's SAMU Secretary General Dumisani Khalaho.
But we believe that this agreement provides stability. We also believe that we are moving into a very unpredictable period with the changes in government. The agreement that we have secured now gives us an assurance of exactly what will be happening in terms of municipal workers for the next 5 years.
Motorists have been advised of traffic disruptions around Orlando Stadium in Soweto for today's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier between Bafana Bafana and Uganda. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. Here's the Johannesburg Metro Police Department's Kolani Fitla.
Residents and members of the public are urged to exercise patience for the duration of the match. Metro rail services will be available between Park Station and Midway train station, and rail via bus services will also be operational on the day. And we're further appealing for road users to acquaint themselves with the traffic management for the day so that they can plan the routes accordingly.
And we end off in Greece, where the National Observatory says the nation experienced its hottest summer on record in 2024. It's surpassing the previous milestone by 1 degree Celsius. June and July were the warmest months since records began back in 1960. I'm Chanel September, net weer with Nes. The Minister van Justitie, Thembi Simelane, het enige onbehoorlijke verhouding ontken met die contracteur betrokke by die VBS bank skandaal.
This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
It's fine. It's cool.